News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Somali authorities on Sunday ended a deadly attack in which nearly two dozen people were killed and dozens more wounded when gunmen stormed a hotel in the capital. It took Somali forces more than 30 hours to contain the fighters who had stormed Mogadishu's Hyatt Hotel Friday evening in an assault that started with loud explosions. The siege ended around midnight, the police commissioner told reporters. The health minister reported 21 deaths and 117 people wounded, with at least 15 in critical condition. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has ties with Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the attack. Almost 2,000 workers at the UK's biggest container port will launch an eight-day strike Sunday, or launching an eight-day strike Sunday over a pay dispute. It's the latest industrial action to hit the UK economy, which is struggling with high inflation and soaring prices for food and fuel. The port handles around 4 million containers a year from 2,000 ships. The strike comes as people across the UK faced travel disruption Saturday for the third day this week, as thousands of rail workers went on strike to seek better pay and job security. The United Arab Emirates ambassador to Iran will resume his duties at the embassy in Tehran in the coming days, the UAE's foreign ministry said Sunday. The ministry said the decision came, quote, in line with UAE efforts to strengthen relations with Iran and as part of a previous decision to increase diplomatic representation to the rank of ambassador, end quote. Download our mobile app for more on these and other stories. This is VOA News. The daughter of the Russian nationalist ideologist,